Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of affirmations and inspiration. I'm Riley Hart, your ever so slightly neurotic but always supportive friend, here to help you navigate this wild journey called life with a little more grace and a whole lot of self-love. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. You know that feeling when you mess up, maybe say the wrong thing or miss a deadline? That sinking feeling in your stomach, the inner critic starting to chime in with all its, I told you so's? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to handle those moments with a little more kindness? What if we could learn to treat ourselves with the same understanding and empathy we would offer a close friend? Think about it, how often do we give our friends a hard time for their mistakes, or jump down on them when things don't go their way? Probably not very often. We get that everyone stumbles, makes mistakes, and sometimes just needs a little space to breathe. So why do we hold ourselves to such a different standard? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion. First up, remember that imperfections are part of being human. Seriously, it's like the universal law. We're all works in progress, learning and growing every single day. So instead of beating yourself up over a mistake, try reframing it as a learning opportunity. You know what they say. Failing forward is way more stylish than staying stuck in the same rut. Second, practice mindful self-talk. That inner voice can be a real buzzkill sometimes, but you have the power to change the narrative. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, then why are we saying it to ourselves? Be kind, be encouraging, and treat yourself like the amazing human being you are. Third, cultivate self-care rituals that nourish your soul. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, a hot bath, a good book, a walk in nature, even just 5 minutes of quiet meditation can work wonders. Take time for yourself, do things that bring you joy, and remember that prioritizing your well-being is not selfish, it's essential. Fourth, forgive yourself for past mistakes. We all make them, big and small. Holding on to guilt and shame only weighs us down. It's like carrying around a backpack full of bricks, heavy, unnecessary, and hindering our ability to move forward. Let go of the past, learn from it, and focus on creating a brighter future. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, even when you mess up. You are unique, you are valuable, and you have so much to offer the world. Believe in yourself, trust your journey, and never stop shining your light. Ever felt like you were playing a constant game of shoulds with yourself? Like you had this list of expectations for work, for relationships, for your body? And if you didn't meet them all perfectly, you were a failure? I know I have. It used to feel like my inner critic was on overdrive, constantly pointing out every perceived flaw. Then I realized something. Those shoulds were often based on external pressure, not what truly made me happy or fulfilled. I decided to ditch the shoulds and replace them with a more empowering mantra. I choose to be kind to myself. It was a small shift, but it made a huge difference. Instead of beating myself up for every stumble, I started treating myself with the same compassion and understanding I'd offer a friend. And guess what? My whole world seemed to lighten up. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about accepting yourself fully, even the messy parts, and extending yourself kindness and support through life's ups and downs. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and belonging, regardless of your mistakes or shortcomings. So today, I challenge you to practice a little self-compassion. Start by noticing those negative thought patterns and gently redirect them with words of kindness. Treat yourself like the beautiful soul you are, give yourself permission to be imperfect, and remember that forgiveness, for yourself and others, is always within reach. You've got this. And don't forget to spread the love, share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion, and leave us a review if you feel inspired. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.